Morning world, welcome back to Live Learn Lock, the podcast where I share a day in the life and anything else that's going on. So yesterday was the Monday the 14th of May 2018. Yesterday was a pretty good day. So so Sunday night I did a bit of nano screen in the late evening, and then my housemate came up and was like, hey, this Beat Saber game, it turns out there's a one-handed mode in VR. Need to give it a shot. So I was like, okay, yeah, I do. So then I went down and played that for about half an hour, and that was a lot of fun. But then as a result, I ended up going to bed between 1 and 1:30. Not ideal when getting up at 7. So I was a bit tired yesterday, but because along with not getting crazy much sleep Sunday night, I also didn't get much sleep at all Saturday night or Friday night, so not great, but oh. So I got up, did normal morning stuff and headed off, and got to work about 8:30-ish. We needed to get there relatively early, so I could leave relatively early for Jiu-Jitsu. And then started working on doing the front-end development for that project I mentioned in a previous podcast, and did that for a few hours. And then there's another project I'm in charge of doing the full stack development for. So I needed to build some features for that, so I was building some features for that. I was very pleased. There are two features I was planning to build in the next 2 weeks, and I showed them both yesterday afternoon. Hell yeah. Pretty cool. So there was that. What else? Yeah, so I think, had all of that, had a meeting. Oh, my manager suggested so they had an idea for something they're going to do with their, so a system they're going to do with their manager, and they're like, oh, why don't we do it too? And it's a pretty cool idea, where I think of 3 areas where I can improve, and she thinks of 3 areas where I can improve, and we compare results. So it's a good way to sort of give feedback to make it, because of course, giving feedback of what you could do even better can be a little bit, tiny bit uncomfortable, because of course, it's things that you might want to change to improve results or whatever. So it makes that process a little bit easier and more fun and interesting as well to see where you differ. So yeah, that's a cool idea. So we'll be doing that at some point soon. And so I finished, yesterday I was planning to do something interview, so I ate lunch at my desk, but I was doing work, and then I was doing work, and then I had meetings, and I was doing work, then I had a meeting, and then suddenly, oh, I've got to leave work now for Jiu-Jitsu. Oh, I didn't take lunch, whoops. So today, even though we're going out for lunch, which will probably take up the whole of my quote-unquote lunch break, we'll still spend an hour on lunch, but no nano degree to make up for yesterday, so I really need to get the nano degree time. But last night, after, so when I left work, went to jiu-jitsu was very good. It was a bit meh in the middle-ish at one point, but then things picked up, especially at the end. I got to roll with the instructor. Oh my god, so much fun. So he was obviously letting me do stuff, obviously, but it was so much fun. So he was letting me get positions, passing his guard to side control, and then shift north, south, then back to side control, and doing all that stuff. And then when a blindingly obvious mistake of mine appeared, well, at least to him, for me, I didn't know it was a mistake, but when just an open gap appeared, you just sort of slide in and get it, and then do something really cool, and just I'd end up my back. He wasn't going ham at all. It was just a nice, fun roll. That was cool. And something I've tried to do is when I'm rolling with someone beforehand, say, okay, let's try and do a technique-focused role, not a strength-focused one, so maybe like 60%. We're trying to just get it to flow, because lot of the clubs I've been to, and this one included, they just go ham on strength. A lot of these guys here actually have really good, actually do have technique too, but then get big guys who need so much strength, and it makes it really hard for either of you to do anything, because they try and do something, you immediately defend it, you try and do something, they immediately defend it, you can't really get anywhere, and of course neither of us are good enough to just bypass that. So I think that helps quite a bit. Obviously, I didn't say that with the instructor to do a light technique focused role, because it just was anyway. That's generally what you get with often with higher belts. Although there's a purple belt there who used to, but now in the last couple of sessions, he's just gone ham both times. It kind of pisses me off, to be honest. But anyway. So then I got back, I was exhausted after 2 hours, and then walking back, so it took me about an hour to walk back, quite a bit slower than, like 10-15 minutes slower than usual, because I was just so tired. And when I got back, I did some did a little bit of Beat Saber on VR again, and then had a look at the nano degree stuff, and I've got access to the next term. It looks like there's only actually one project I have to do, and I reckon I can do it in time. So today at lunch I'm gonna beast it, and then tomorrow after work I'm gonna beast it. My plan is to get it finished by Wednesday night. A month long project in basically 1.5 days or less than that. Hell yeah, that's the plan. Worst case scenario, oh yeah, and of course I've got tomorrow lunch and Thursday lunch. I reckon I can do that. The only things I need to run on an AWS instance, because both the internet works isn't fast enough, but also my laptop couldn't handle it, because it's for audio transcription, so it's, and running some neural nets, loads of different kinds. Anyway, I'm going to end this here. I hope you have a fantastic day. So, see you next time. Stay awesome.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.